The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, October the 5th. We've got one topic today, and that's with my friend Dr. David Newman from Rotard Hypnotherapy Success Center. And today we're going to talk about the biology of
belief.
The biology of belief. And basically what that is living what you're causing to happen with your body, how you think. Right.
Well, that's part of it. More importantly, with the biology of belief, people today don't realize that the brain works like a computer and what goes in is actually acted upon. So it doesn't matter if it's reality or fantasy. If the subconscious accepts it, it becomes reality. And so what I'm seeing a lot of, especially in today's economy and with a bunch of other things, are people coming in and they're pretty well stuck in fight or flight mode. And when that happens, some interesting things happen to the brain. And one of the things that happens to the brain is that the blood vessels in the front part of the brain, that's where our logic, our reason, our rationality is, clamp down. And the blood moves to the back side of the brain where our subconscious is. So now we're working on instinct. We're working on a bunch of other things. And so what the result is when that happens is we start having physiological changes. And one of those things that drops down is our immune system, for example, begins to not work as effectively. So people that are under a lot of stress have a tendency to get ill more often.
And we've heard that.
And we've heard it. Well, now we know why. And some of the other things, let me give you an example, and this may apply to you or it may not, but have you ever been in an automobile accident?
No.
Okay.
Not a serious automobile accident.
Okay. Well, when people are in an automobile accident, what they usually describe is, I saw the accident happening, and then everything went into slow motion.
Okay. I did have that happen, but it wasn't really an accident. And when you said that, I was driving back from Arrow Rock. This was about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just about to cross the Missouri River Bridge.
Okay.
Going east.
Okay.
On 70, a car had a blowout going west on 70.
Right.
It careened across the median. I immediately took my car off the road into the median, missing that car. It hit a tractor trailer, which was right next to me. At that point, everything went into slow motion as that tractor trailer started weaving back and forth, but in slow motion.
Exactly.
And just as I was able to get out of its way in slow motion, it turned over on its side where my car would have been, and we would have been crushed and killed. But it did. Everything went into slow motion.
Okay, let me explain why that happened. Okay. When you started having the accident, you started responding logically, rationally, and reasonably with the frontal part of your mind. Okay. As information started coming in faster and faster and faster, it automatically tripped into the fight or flight method. And the blood began to shut down here, and you began to work on pure instinct. So everything that you were doing was instinctive. The reason is the subconscious can process endless amounts of information. The conscious mind can only process information one thing at a time. So you're being flooded with information, and you had to react very, very quickly. So that your body went into fight or flight, and you reacted very, very quickly. You got your car over to the side. Now, when you started looking in your rearview mirror and you started seeing like the semi weaving and coming back and forth in slow motion, in reality, that accident had already happened. You're recalling this from the conscious part, and that is a replay from your subconscious so that your conscious can understand what happened and catch up because it can't process that fast. So that's why it was in slow motion. So you could see everything, and what you have when you recounted that is what we refer to as flashbulb memory. It is very vivid. It's very strict. I mean, you can see it. You can see the colors. You might even be able to see the driver's face that's inside. little things that you normally would never have seen, suddenly you recall because the subconscious captures it all.
So what you're saying is what I was seeing had already happened. It was just in slow motion?
It had already happened, and you recall it in slow motion because that's the way the subconscious presented it to your conscious mind. As the blood, you know, returned, you went out of fight or flight, the accident's over, you're safe, and you began to see it now. Because everything else happened so fast, you were just on instinct.
We got 3 minutes left. Yeah. I want you to tell people how you can make yourself feel better by believing that you're feeling better.
Well, there's a number of ways, okay? The easiest way is simply to put yourself in a very relaxed state. Now, if you're in fight or flight, if you're in that hamster wheel of being stressed out, that's hard to do. So this is the method that I use. It works for everybody. And that is just sit down someplace, have your eyes focused slightly above level. I always just find a point on a ceiling somewhere, okay? And just keep your eyes focused up there. You can blink, but the most important thing is to focus on your breathing and just ask yourself, how much energy is it taking just to feel my chest expand and contract? And then in a few moments, once you understand that, give yourself permission to use all of your lungs. When you do, your stomach begins to rise and fall with your chest, and ask yourself how much more energy that's taking. Now, what we're doing is we're doing a couple of things. We're overloading the conscious mind with message units. We're having it start to process things very, very quickly. Then you move from there, and you can move to how much energy is it taking for my heart to beat, you know, or anything else that you want to do. Once you feel your body relax, and what you will feel is a warming in your usually in your outer extremities, then start giving yourself what a lot of people refer to as the affirmations, okay? And that is, I'm surprised and amazed at all of the new opportunities that I see. As I walk out my front door, I'm surprised at the beauty that I'm surrounded with. I realize that everything is turning out exactly the way that I want it to go. Very, very generic type affirmations. But what you'll find is after doing this, and it doesn't take long, it only takes a couple of days, you find yourself coming back up and you're feeling better, your energy's returning, you're out of that fight or flight mode, so now you're immune system can start operating. So if there is something wrong with you, it'll start fighting it off, and you're going to feel a whole lot better. Not only is your personality going to improve, your mental attitude is going to improve, but physically you're going to feel better.
The mental attitude makes a whole lot of difference. It's a lot of
everything.
We've talked about that with many things. Dr. David Newman, thank you so much for coming by. If people want more information, they can contact you where?
Over at Rosehart Hypnotherapy Success Centers at 888-604-9997.
And your website?
It's www.mohyp.com.
Okay. Always a pleasure to visit.
Thank you so much.
And I always feel better after I talk to you, too.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Monday, Cherry Hill Fall Fling, and we talk about fire safety. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.